raise your hand if you've been through a divorce. Whew, look at all those hands go up. Hopefully you've only been through one, because it is gut-wrenching, it is difficult, and by the way, it's even more gut-wrenching and difficult if you're a man. At least that was my experience. Of course, it's been 20 years since I went through that particular process, but you found that the court system was skewed, granted this is coming from a guy, skewed in the favor of women. So it's good to know that there are organizations out there, that there are attorneys out there who specialize in representing men. Joining us to talk about Scott Trout, CEO of Cordell & Cordell. A lot of divorce attorneys, Scott, would rather represent the woman. It's an easier battle.
That's true. You know, and I think that that is one of the challenges that Cordell & Cordell has taken on. And guys really have been fighting this battle for a long time. And I think our attorneys are up for the challenge and kind of walk and partner with guys in this very difficult time in their lives. But, yeah, I think representing the other side tends to be a little bit easier. You can kind of just kind of go along the way and ride along with the judge.
Yeah. When it relates to things like custody issues and alimony, it seems like there's always been an edge towards favoring the woman. Now, the courts would tell you they're just trying to make things even. But in order to make things even, it's usually the guy who's doing most of the paying, right?
It is. You know, we have these stereotypes that go back years and years and years. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that now those stereotypes in reality just shouldn't exist. I mean, you know, we have guys that a higher percentage of guys are staying home with their children. We have a higher percentage of women that are making more than the man. And in fact, they're the primary breadwinner in the home. And it's time, and what we're trying to tell, you know, the court and judiciary, is that it's time to really recognize that the traditional roles of the family just really no longer exist. And that's kind of what we're trying to do.
I'm guessing it's better than it was 20 years ago when I went through my divorce.
Absolutely. You know, I can say that. You commend most legislature. You know, they're making laws as it relates to men and trying to understand that the psychological studies are showing that two-parent families are far better, whether they're married or divorced, than they are single parents. And the judges are starting to recognize that as well. But, you know, guys still have an uphill battle as it relates to spousal support, equally to custody, but custody is getting far better. I think we have a long way to go as it relates to spousal support or what we call maintenance or alimony.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, but I will say this about alimony, because I ended up paying alimony after my first divorce. And I will say this, my attorney at the time, who did specialize, by the way, in representing men, said, you know what, here's one way to think about it. 3.5 years from now, you're going to probably be in better financial shape, or certainly as good a financial shape as you were before this divorce. Chances are she won't.
Yeah. You know, that's what judges will say, that, you know, the guy can just go make more money. But I think where we are coming from is we have a lot of guys, about 23% of guys are eligible for maintenance or alimony, but only about single-digit percentages actually get it. What we're trying to do is that judges will look at us and say, well, why doesn't your guy go get a job? But they certainly wouldn't say that to a wife. You know, that's the mold and the stereotype we're trying to break, is that when guys during the marriage and the spouses agree that he stays home, it's okay. Ignore the fact that we have a man or a woman. I mean, really is blind justice. And that would be the perfect scenario, is if we just close our eyes and we have petitioner A versus petitioner B. And that's kind of the stereotype we're trying to break when it comes to men who really are eligible but just aren't getting the alimony that they deserve.
Yeah, or maybe they've just been led to believe they don't deserve it for whatever reason, and in reality they do. We're talking to Scott Trout, CEO of Cordell & Cordell, here on News Radio 1140 WRVA. When it comes to divorce for men, what are the biggest concerns that you have found from the men that you represent, Scott?
You know, the biggest concerns I have are guys just don't plan. And that's the thing we try to do. We do seminars around the country often, around the offices that we have, including the United Kingdom. And one of the most important thing is to think about every decision that you make has a consequence. And so, guys, this is very emotional. They react on emotion, and they really tend to forget or ignore that that action has a consequence, and it can be oftentimes a negative consequence in their case. So we're telling guys in these seminars, look, let's start planning. Let's start thinking about what you're going to do. We give them some tips and tricks. You know, we've written a book, 10 Stupidest Mistakes Guys Make When Facing Divorce, and they need to read that, because there's some really good information out there as it relates to what they can do as they're going through the most difficult time in their life when everything's on the line.
Okay. Scott, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Scott Trout, the CEO of Cordell & Cordell, joining us here on News Radio 1140 WRVA.